This is the Checka Pro Radio Show. Checka Pro Joe has assembled a team of pre-qualified home service contractors to bring you the latest in services, products, and techniques. Now, here's your host, the man with a hard hat and tool belt, Checka Pro Joe.
The most important thing in a home, I think, is curb appeal. It's the first thing that attracts us. It's human nature. Same thing with a dog or a kitty cat or maybe someone you want to date, right? You're like, oh, I like that. I like the curb appeal of what I see. So what does your home look like? Does it need a new paint job? Do you need to have more landscaping done? Take a close look at your garage door or doors. Sometimes your garage door will take up 30 to 40% or more of the front of your home, of the facade of your home. It's not that expensive to get new garage doors. I've got my friend Alex Dalton from Eco Garage Doors here on the program. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing good, Joe. How are you doing today?
Living the dream, my friend. Isn't it true that many homes have quite a bit of frontage of garage door, meaning the facade, what, 30, 40%?
I'd say even more in some homes.
On some homes, that's right. And it's the quickest change out that you can get. Once you get that garage door ordered, okay, it will go in less than a day. Could be going in, you know, half a day. You can't even paint the house that quickly. And you can get garage doors in all kinds of styles, all kinds of colors. You can get windows. You can get insulated. It goes on and on and on. And Alex can help you out with that choice. What are some of the changes that people can make quickly in that curb appeal, in that facade, as far as a garage door? So I'll help you out a little bit here, Alex. Someone has a builder home. It's a three-year-old builder door. It's already dented a bit. It's really thin tin. It's very light metal. What can they do to upgrade that door to make it look good and also operate better?
You know, add windows to it, change the color, go with a wood grain. Everybody in that neighborhood, if you're in a new build neighborhood, they all have that same door, same style, maybe slightly different color, but change it up. Get a wood grain door, add some windows to it, really class your home up. I actually had a customer who just swapped out her garage door. She went with a cedar plank wood door, modern looking, black trim around it. She demanded it before her family reunion because she was having her whole family come over, and it's something that she wanted to show off, as it did cover, I'd say, 60% of her home. So that curb appeal was huge to her, and it really mattered, and it sure did make a difference for her.
I can tell you, I'm a living testimonial. I have a three-car garage. We had old, original doors. They were almost 18 years old, and we did everything to extend their life, but they finally tore. Literally, this stuff, this metal, it's really heavy aluminum foil, and it will eventually fail one way or the other just from wear and tear over time. My wife and I put in insulated doors with windows in it, with glass. These things are so quiet. It's like a high-end car, right? It's nice and smooth and quiet. There's a huge difference because our garage is insulated better. We added some more light. We added some fashion to it, some style to it from the outside, and it's a whole lot quieter. So we got three or four great benefits just from getting rid of that old garage door.
I think that was probably the best thing you've done for your home.
No, I totally agree. It's just a quick fix, this curb appeal thing. People are like, what am I going to do? Am I going to paint my house? Am I going to take off the siding and, you know, put on a stone facade? All that costs a lot of money and a lot of time. Go out to the curb and look at your home. If you think your garage needs a quick facelift overhaul, it's easy to do with new garage doors.
Even if you're changing out all that siding, painting your house, garage door change is definitely something you should think about as well. It all ties in.
And it's not expensive. You will get your money back on this really quick. If you're in the market of selling your home, once again, go to the curb. And actually, your realtor should be helping you with this. And look at the home. And as objectively as possible, critique your home. Do you have weeds in your flower beds? That's easy. Get them pulled, put some mulch down. Mow the lawn, pull weeds. The front door, get it refinished or replaced. The garage doors, I'm telling you, they can be done. You can get 2-3 garage doors all replaced in a day. Your neighbors will be like, what did you do? And they may not even notice at first, but they know that your home looks a lot better. It will operate so much better with an upgraded door. The doors that come with the homes, unless it's a custom-built home, are going to be just good enough to fill that space so there's not a hole in the garage. Isn't that true, Alex? A lot of these builders just put in a simple door.
Yeah, they put in a base model, simple. It's really not meant to last, to be honest. They're builder-grade doors for people's first homes. They expect people to change them out over time to go with their style that they're looking for and really add that curb appeal themselves.
Get a new garage door. Call my friend Alex Dalton, ecogarages.com, ecogarages.com. In the description of this podcast is all the contact information you need to get a hold of the great team over at Eco Garage Door Service. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, Joe.
Checkapro is your local source for pre-qualified contractors. Stay tuned for more of the Checkapro Radio Show.